we weren't so visible, what you need is a Murray tone. You mean a tone, you mean to a space. You agree?
Yes.
We just look at this.
That's what they've got. They've got this guy, Steve Sachs.
Well, let me say, you forget, you mentioned it to us. Liddell and me work on it. And we will. Okay, Al.
Yes, sir. I just had one
talk to, incidentally, let's put the heat right on. I want the blow torch to go on these people. We're going to start fighting back.
Go ahead. So one more thing. I had, when I originally got wind of this, talked to Haldeman about this.
Yeah.
And I had...
It was Haldeman you talked
to. Yeah, he suggested I talk to Colson, which I
did. And Chuck.
And I've been talking to Chuck. As a matter of fact...
what is Chuck saying?
Well, Chuck is... feels that may not happen, it may happen, but Chuck wants me to do something that I'm not going to do, and that is to send a letter protesting my innocence in advance.
No.
It's wrong.
No.
And, but anyhow, Chuck's got a young fellow in his office named Judd Best, who's a very good fellow. Now, he's the one I've been dealing with. What worried me when I saw the statement in the morning paper, do you think it would be the statement that Magruder is going to implicate Colson? Do you think it's harmful that Colson is representing me if it comes out to something?
The way Magruder will implicate Colson, look, everybody, Magruder is going to implicate, as I understand it, Colson, because he would eat on it to get the stuff, not that he got it. Now, Colson is to give unbearable heat to Magruder to get in there, he needs to do something out of Brian and so forth and so on. Perfectly honest. You know, we were in IGD in the shape. All of them called and said, why can't you get the tapes of what the Democrats say about each other? Let's see. Perfectly right, right? How the hell are you running cameras? That's Magruder role. Well, St. John mentioned, unfortunately. Who else? Dean Sabarni, the surgeon. Now, Found something wrong with it. Don't condemn the man. Say your attorney is Mr. Beck. Colson's office, yes, Mr. Colson, but he's a damn good criminal attorney. What do you think,
That's what I'm doing, right?
That's the hard line. And our line here will be very hard on you, you understand? If they freeze this time, I'm gonna be so outraged about it, believe me this. I'm sick of this business, absolutely sick of it. Not just for myself, but I'm sick of what's happening to some of our people.
What this is, a man who's turns out to be under indictment, caught red-handed, can then go in and negotiate to accuse somebody of something he can never substantiate, but which in effect ruins his reputation. Of course, what they're really at, Mr. President, they're trying to get both of us at the same time and get Carl Albert in the prison.
Oh, God.
That's what they're really at.
Let me tell you this.
That's what they want.
I want to say one thing. You've seen some of this nonsense about him. Albert straight out. They try to teach him that he can't be done. He's got to get on that. He's agreed. Far as I don't resign, but that would be crazy. If it's 1%, 1%. We were elected to do a job. We're doing the job. And that's the way it's going to be. And I think we've shaken them a little the last 3 or 4 years.
I think it's turning around.
Yeah.
This may not happen.
Let me tell you what I think is very important for you to do. I've been thinking, I'm talking to Al a little. I know you've been concerned about your role models. I don't want you to take anything that grinds you down to an 18-hour day like energy. That's an 18-hour job. It's going to be a Sunday. But I want you to be the administration's prime salesman. I want you to build up, not too often. I mean, you know, go out every day and stuff. But you're a big name. I don't want you to be the carpenter. But I think, for example, I'm selling this economic package. You can sell it. Selling this package on energy. You can sell it. We're doing things. Selling what we do in the field of foreign policy. You can sell it. We're doing things. It's like last night, a little talk, interestingly enough, I go and tell now. A lot of calls, actually came and I didn't make them like a fortune. I said, what did they call? He said, they like the first and the last. Well, the first and the last had to do for the first time since we don't have anybody being killed in Vietnam. For the first time, nobody's being drafted. Like, Mr. Brezhnev is coming in. This is a chance for people.
They don't think
the middle of it, they didn't understand. They like that, too. You see my point?
I think it was one of the clearest speeches on the economy I've ever heard.
We wrote it. It was very well written. I've been working on it for a week.
Well, there's another thing I can do and have been doing. Every time I go into a state, I get a party leader's in and sit down. And it really shores the troops up.
Right. We can do this too.
But
get the
like
party leaders to shore up. And I think there's another group that I used to do that and I don't know how to describe it. It was very helpful to the party. If you go to Chicago, do the executives, not the executives club, but the more elite one, where they wear black tie.
I just did that.
And orange bonds. Or a small group of the athletic club. Do a small group in New York up in the links. In other words, just get the power groups. And you sit in and talk to them because you're going to be impressive. And it's the power groups that matter now. You shift them. That's going to change. Let me say, forget the editors and the publishers and the rest. They aren't worth your time. They aren't. Believe me. Don't bother them. Do press anything you do publicly. Let the press see you because the editors and the publishers have no guts and no chemistry in their muscle. But by golly, power groups, party leaders, and if I could urge again, don't forget our labor friends. As long as they behave,
I think it was a great role on that. Great thing not putting any freeze on wages.
But we shouldn't put them on.
It's good that you selectively
noticed. And we didn't put them on. We won't put them on unless they can get out of line. See, I put a little shot across the bow. I say, as long as they are responsible, there'll be no freeze. But if this jackass.
Well, can I say, Mr. President, what my problem is that I've got, as I told you when we talked last
time, people out there.
The people keep grinding me down. What the hell are you doing?
You do that to me, and I just said that and make it speak.
If I need some visible assignment of foreign policy, anything here that gives me a chance to say, here's something. That's important because they won't accept the fact that it's important. have to make a speech self-proof.
Well, they don't accept the fact that it's important that you are the man who presides over cabinet meetings, over security council meetings, over the...
They just don't accept it, that
there's... You're the binder of everything, which, that's what I used to make the thing out of. Well, the difference was, I suppose, Al, that I should turn this point out, because Al and I have been talking about this too long. I was sick so much that I presided a great meeting. As a matter of fact, I'm not sick enough. Maybe I should get sick.
Please don't. For example, let me tell you what's...
What will we find? Okay,
this is an oversight.
Yeah.
Sure, but we had a meeting on May 2nd, and you said to me, all right, well, there's a Quadriot meeting. I want you to get more involved in economics.
Yeah.
Be in the Quadriot meeting.
Oh, yeah.
So I came. It was noted. Then the next economic meeting, I was not in it. People said, what the hell is this? Are you in? Are you going to sit with the Quadriot,
yeah,
or aren't,
yeah,
you going to sit with the Quadriot?
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that really gives them something to zing in on. They're at me every minute about this. What is your expanded thing in domestic policy? What are you supposed to be doing, Mr. Vice President?
Al, I see no objection to sitting in the Quadriot. Do you? It's never been done. It's a terrible break, because that's such a highly specialized. You are the problem. That's where you talk about whether the Fed's going to bring things up or down, and so forth, and if you shape the money market of the world, it's a terribly dull, horrible meeting. But I have a question. All right, I'll figure you check with George, and just say that we don't have Stanford requirements. I don't have
a question. I'm not urging.
I know. I'm just seeing
it as an example.
I'm just trying to see if we can do it. You see, now, I don't want to. We got the cabinet, the Security Council, the Domestic Council. The Domestic Council's, incidentally, will generally be the cabinet from now on. Because I like the idea.
I think it's working well.
Everybody, and you see, because it's good. They have Rogers, Laird, and Laird was a Schlesinger in there. But then here's some of these domestic problems. Like, if we're going to cut off the sale of soybeans to France, by golly, the Secretary of State's got to hear there and know that's a thing. Incidental. I think people like that. Everything else, where I said we're going to put the American consumer first. They want to sell all this.
That was a very telling point of the speech. The American
people, we have to roll the State Department, the NSC staff, and have them under line. Now, Al, I think the Quadriot post is on top, but let's try to, the other things, I think, really,
is there some foreign policy assignment that's important that I can do?
Yes, there could be. I don't want one, though, that looks like it's fraud.
That's worse than not having...
You see, because then they'll go out and write it up like they did that act. Well, it was bad. Gives you in. I didn't hurt you, but I mean, it made me mad. You know, when I saw about the rhinoceroses or whatever it was, they always wrote those things about me. But you're not used to it, you see.
I'm getting used to it.
I've been beaten and buddied about these people talking about horse meters. I hell. My God, I've been through the hiss case. You think this is bad? You should have seen Kurt Boxcar do that.
Fun. I've got the
racks.
The Asian thinking, guys. It was because of a new agreement. Is there anything on that? It could be done, or would that just be fraud?
I think as soon as we get Henry settled with it, we could do that. Now, one other thing, now, don't ever suggest this to the office, please. Don't ever suggest it. But I don't see any reason why, even if you can't have any names, why the vice president couldn't do the China. Good God, Mansfield's going to China. And the Congress is trying to do the China. You know, just go. Now, Henry's going to office and freedom on things. But, you know, he could go in September, October, or something, just to show it. Russia, you know Russia? himself up, and he didn't come back.
Yeah, they're
very it's very great. All right, let's consider Russia and China. How many Eastern European countries have you been to? Communist countries. Have you been to Poland?
Yes.
Hungary? Romania. All right, there's a barrier. Eastern Europe. See, those are their lives.
I've been to the NATO countries except for the Mediterranean, fact. Most of my travel has been around the Mediterranean area. Italy, Iran, Greece.
Well, we can work the travel thing out. Let me say that I'll keep you out of Latin America because it's bound to be bloodthirsty. There's no hopes down there, and there's no reason to go to Africa. Let those people eat each other, not us. All right. The only reason Al took this job is I promised him to get it faster than Chad.
All right, sir, I don't like
that. How's that sound,
baby? I think that would
now be... Understand, don't mention this to your staff. Because I forgot out that we did it. We're considering and then we didn't do it. He is left. But I will, let's look at China, Russia, and the Eastern European countries. That would be a hell of a slam. In the meantime, though, in the next 60 days, work that darn Congress. Tell them to get
I'm going to
that Alaska pipeline bill. I need the extra authority, you know, to control these exports. The trade, we need the trade bill so they get rid of the 3 cents a pound on thing on meat. And make the Congress the bogeyman. And we need a non-inflationary farm bill. This is to all of our public support farm bill. It's horrible. I've got to be sure. And keep fighting the spending on it. I know you have, but let's start making the Congress the bogeyman. Now is the time. They're being partisan. Now is the time. I'm not ready to do it, but you can. You bring up?
Yes, sir. I don't think you should do it.
And also, I think that the time is shortly arriving. And the Irving Committee must be destroyed. It's been partisan. Wrong. You suffer. But a flat statement should be made that the hearings to date have destroyed the chance of any individual to get a fair trial. State is not. That'll make a hell of a story, and also it may help that they don't get a fair trial. And I wouldn't mind that with you. You want to see John Mitchell fail?
Yes.
I really do. More than these honest men. But you see, you only listened to, you were the first man, I was saying, that really got through it. Scott got through it the week before. And oh, another thing, don't be defensive about the wire cutting and so forth. Or the plumber's thing. Get out there. The biggest thing that I got when I spoke to the POWs when I said it's high time that we quit making national heroes out of individuals that steal secret documents and criminal newspapers. And about as long as I'm here, we're going to take the steps necessary to stop this business of taking secret documents up and jeopardizing the peace of the world. That's the line I'd like for you to hear. Get very, very hard. They're very sensitive about this line. Now, you should know, too. I'm sure you've got Scott's statement, the figures of the gig. The highest amount of bucking was done in the Kennedy administration. This is apart from the fact of the number they sold. A lot of them didn't die in there. Second point. Civil rights. Politicians. By Bobby Kennedy. This you could say. You could say that. You could say I'm saying that you know that's the case. Because we got the names. Well, the president put them out. No, it's not fair to put names on. There it is. But you ought to say it's right on.
That's safe to say that the newsmen were bugged, politicians were bugged.
Right. And civil rights leaders were bugged.
Civil rights leaders.
Right now.
During the Kennedy years.
Exactly.
Sure they were.
You can say, with absolute assurance, gentlemen, based on the facts, from the files of the FBI, newsmen were bugged. We can say that, right, sir? And news organizations, you can say newsmen and news organizations, put it that way, for about that. Politicians, can we say that?
Yes, you can.
Sure, politicians. Politicians, for about. They'll ask you, what politicians, senators, congressmen?
figures,
huh?
Political figures.
Political leaders, I would put it. Political leaders are about civil rights leaders are about. And they were. We know it. This administration, the only thing we bugged was for the national security. My God.
Is it
He's there, sir. I'm going to talk to him. He's going to go to the left, looking out, isn't he?